I hope you guys didn't miss me too much.
No, we were good.
Good.
Jim, loaded lines, right?
Is everything
four straight
okay?
Days. Everything was great.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great.
Good.
I'm glad you're alive, man. Glad you're back.
Glad to be back.
Feel like you, what, missed 5 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
So what do you want to do here?
Just get to the game.
I'll
get to the car stuff later.
When are we going to do car stuff?
Noon.
Okay, because I want to hear this,
we're
too.
We're busy.
Because...
We've got a lot of things right. Between now and then.
All right.
Billy Jaffe's in today at 10:50, and that means we're going to... Let's be honest about. I'm all about honesty right now.
We're going to be forced to talk.
We're going to force to talk Bruins for an hour,
no,
even though
reality.
The Bruins are great right now. I watched the entire Bruins game last night, but
against a really bad team.
This only happens a couple of weeks a year.
I felt like I wasted my time last night.
A couple of weeks a year where there's something big going on and
the Bruins get screwed.
Yeah,
by it. I'm sorry, Bruins, but it's what it is.
Take a back seat, even though they're playing well.
Sure.
So we're going to talk hockey with Billy.
Hey, you know what, Bruins?
10:50.
Flip the script.
If Billy's hearing this, he's going to take it personally because he thought, well, you don't want me? No, I want you here.
Of course.
If he didn't want you here, I'd call you and tell you don't come in.
But Billy knows the drill. You know what? Flip the script. Get in the playoffs, win a couple rounds, and then when the NFL draft's happening, you know what? Sorry, NFL draft. We got to talk Bruins because they're hot.
So we're going to talk hockey with Billy at 10:50, and then we have Sean Grandy at 11:50 today.
Oh, God.
So I can already tell based on your reaction that's too much of things not named football.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
All right, so we'll save...
What did you play the hits?
Listen, I'll save my weekend story until noontime today.
Okay,
and I'll give it to you.
It's a hell of a story.
It's insane.
Can't wait.
This game, Jacksonville, as I've been laid up here the last couple of days, I've been able to listen to everybody and hear everything. It feels like everybody is taking Jacksonville too lightly.
I agree with that externally, but I am not. I think it's going to be a...
Yeah, I didn't say you.
It's going to be a rock fight.
It just feels that... The people of Boston, the people of New England, Patriots fans.
Booking trips.
Especially media more than anybody else. Way more than anybody
else. Yeah, the NBC Sports Boston stuff really annoyed me.
Media people, far and away, the biggest defenders in all of this.
Tomato can.
The Patriots should win this game, right? I feel that way. I think they are going to win the game.
If you play your brand.
I'm not going to tell you that they're going to lose the game.
You do what you do, you win this game.
Especially if you play like you did last Saturday.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not getting enough credit for the win last Saturday, and then Jacksonville's not getting enough credit going into this game. Talking about the Patriots win Saturday, Jacksonville coming in.
See, I think a lot of people feel that Jacksonville's win over Pittsburgh was their Super Bowl. Like, you didn't give us a chance.
Everybody, I wouldn't discount that.
And I don't blame them because, hey, we did it here. It's Pittsburgh and New England. Pittsburgh and New England. Pittsburgh and New England. Well, it ain't, baby.
And I will say this. The only way Jacksonville can beat the Patriots is the Patriots screw it up somehow.
Right. Yeah, you come out, you play like you did against Houston last year, divisional round. You lose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bingo. Thank
season
you. That's
over.
A perfect way to sum it up.
Season over.
You play like the way you did last week against Tennessee. Season is over for Jacksonville.
Correct.
Sorry, you don't have a shot.
Right. No, you come out, you turn it over, you screw it up on a kick return. All of a sudden, you give them a short field. Fournette's in the end zone in three plays. Ball game, babe.
And I understand the argument that Blake Bortles blows. We've spent an entire season making fun of Blake Bortles. You and I have sat here and mocked Blake Bortles every time he wins a game, every time Jacksonville won a game this year.
Yes,
we were with all those other guys in this league that lost to Blake Bortles and the Jags and then crapped all over him after the game. Because Blake Bortles is not going to come in here and win you a game.
No.
That's not how they would do it.
It's not going to happen. And
they score
Buffalo
points
game,
on defense.
I was tweeting it. I was talking to you. We did it that whole week. Blake Bortles in that Buffalo game at home in the playoffs, he set the quarterback position back 40 years. It was embarrassing. And then he goes and he played well in Pittsburgh on a bigger stage against a better team. Probably the best team in the AFC on paper. On paper. I'm sure you want to get to Tomlin, too, at some point. Because he was.
Oh, yeah, we've got that.
Brilliant in that
game.
We've
got that.
But
he was great, wasn't he?
Now you got to sprinkle in Handgate. Like, what's going on with Brady's hand?
Now this is real. Come on, there's something to this.
Yes, you don't get x-rayed. You don't, and this is a guy that doesn't miss reps, right? And don't forget, he also told you I don't get hurt. And I've learned how to take hits.
He does know how to take hits.
Yeah.
Do you know how to avoid your teammate running into you or your teammate, I don't know, stepping on your hand or whatever the hell it is that happened in that practice yesterday?
Wait, you haven't seen Beadle? His hand exploded and flew to the defense, and they caught it and returned it for a pick six.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It gets worse and worse by the
minute.
It does.
It does get worse and worse. He's agitated about the Brady hand thing. He's agitated. You know what agitated
why?
Pro Football Doc agitates me.
It's that. It's that David. No. Is it David Dow?
David
is that
Chow.
His name? Or Chow?
I told.
Chow.
David Chow.
Yeah.
Former San Diego Chargers doctor, and yes, he was with them when they were in San Diego. Yeah. So I could say that.
So he saw the hand. He's seen the hand?
He saw tweets.
He saw tweets. He saw a report in the Boston Globe, and he has diagnosed Tom Brady with an open dislocation, as he termed it.
Means like break the skin, right?
I hate him.
A cut and a dislocation of a finger.
Go away,
somebody ran into him, and his finger went flying off somewhere.
Yeah. Did they put it in milk when they picked it up?
I want to know.
What does Guerrero have for that?
I don't know. I don't think Guerrero has anything for that.
Yeah.
Is this like Drew in 98, you know, in Miami, whacked the hand on the helmet in Miami?
Listen, Beetle, we did see your second least favorite player in Brandon Bolden score a touchdown last week. Could we see your least favorite in Brian Hoyer
this week?
I
heard he did it for me. I heard he did that for me.
Oh, my God.
He dedicated that touchdown.
This is the football gods, because you have Foles, Keenum, Bortles. They want Hoyer.
And
where would Hoyer rank in that trio?
He's
second.
Damn, do I hate Brian Hoyer. Not personally. He seems like a really nice guy.
But seriously,
professionally,
if Garoppolo's still here, he'd be the best of the four. How about those? How do you like those apples? You like apples?
Love apples. Love them.
Bam, Jimmy's better than any of those three.
So I think there might be something to this, and I just saw your reaction when TNR asked you, what are you hearing about Brady, and your reaction was concerning to me.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
We're going to pick that up on the other side. Zoe is concerned about Brady's hand. The CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by the American Red Cross. DA says, pro sports teams should take a page out of the AHL's playbook.
Zolak, Dolar, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How did Tom Brady look at practice today?
I don't know, 6'6". I don't know, he looked fine, I don't know. I don't really evaluate quarterbacks ever.
Well, I mean, like, did he practice today? Did he look...
He looked great, yeah, he looked great.
Nate Solder on his quarterback yesterday. Looked great. Looked like Tom Brady.
Can we have the good hand drive?
He practiced. What's the good one?
Greece.
The one from Greece.
He wants the
hand
Greece
drive from Greece.
Oh, like, yeah.
The one where you actually know the song.
That one?
Yeah. We're doing hand songs all day, people.
That's hand songs.
That's the stuff you hear from Clapton. You're like, so everybody loves Clapton, huh?
Hold my hand. Want you to hold
that. I like this one. Yes. Yes, Hardy hates Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I love her.
He hates
pissed
her.
Off chicks.
He hates Jagged her. Little Pill. He hates all of it.
You don't like that
song.
That is not a bad album, Hardy. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you that.
Doesn't she sing Hey, my
skater boy? Quintessential
90s
album right
there. See you later, boy.
No.
No, that's Avril Lavigne.
Another pissed off chick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God! This might be my favorite Bon Jovi song. It's really... Here I'm ready and I'm willing.
Tell me why you're concerned about Brady's hands, though. Tell me, what's been going on?
Who'd I back up?
You backed up Drew.
Yeah.
Who had the pins put right in the finger.
Who
I still
have
went out and played, by the way, and won the damn game.
I'm not even talking about the broken tip on the finger. I can't tell you how many games where he got his hand caught between a helmet or he got hit on the ground and somebody's face mask lands on the top of the hand. And he comes to the bench, and he's like, oh, look at this one. And the the skin's broken, and you just see the ligaments, but they're white. You know, and he's like, watch this. It's pretty cool in your hand. And when I made my hand in that garage door accident, it's kind of the same thing. And Drew gets
stitched
up. Yeah,
you did. You had the insides of your hand sticking out of your hand.
Yeah. But the ligaments are, like, white, you know, and all the – because your hand doesn't have – the problem with the hand – from all these hand injuries. You laugh, you'll chuckle
a little bit. Dr. Zoe's about to tell us what the problem with the anatomy of the human hand
is. It's got fingers attached
to it.
What is the problem with the hand?
You can take the Chucky Chow report on the guy that didn't even see Tom Brady that's diagnosed and what the hell happened to him.
Dr. Chow. Dr. Chow.
Take that one and shove it up to Charles, okay? Drown that sucker. there is not a lot of blood flow in the hand. There's not a lot of muscle. The hand takes a while to heal. That's why hand injuries, you see with baseball players, you get the wrist, the hand, wrist injuries are bad because it takes a while to heal. It takes longer. I can't tell you how many times Drew cut his hand and had it stitched up and continued to play until he broke the tip of his index finger off the helmet of Trace Armstrong for the Miami Dolphins. Now, I look at Drew, and this is what I do with Brady now. I watch Brady because I hold my breath when he gets hit. And I would know when something was bugging Drew, and Drew would do this, and he'd grab the tip of the hand. He's looking at me, and he's shaking his head, and that's like, oh, Jesus, something's wrong. So now you start accelerating your prep. Like, I go grab the ball. You start buckling up, pumping the helmet
up. A little hair in the helmet.
Hey, trainer, helmet, air. Let's go. I got to go in. You keep it on like that all day, and you get a headache. You know, I'm not pumping that sucker up until I have to go in. And, I mean, he did everything he could to play, but it wasn't the same, right? I mean, so Brady, and he's had a couple problems here and there with inaccuracies and the ball going low or high. What if he's playing with a glove on Sunday? That means he's having trouble gripping it. That means there's an issue there. It's going to be 50 degrees on Sunday. If Tom Brady has a glove on his hand Sunday, something's wrong, okay? Because Brady hates playing with a glove on his throwing hand. He plays with it on his left, and then he keeps that little pouch. You even remember back to, 2 years ago? When the hand was totally swollen, he didn't want anybody to see it. Remember, he kept hiding it in that little
putting
pocket?
Putting it in the little pouch there.
I don't like this because there's a cut involved. I probably handed off 5 million times to running backs. Never once even got a brush burn on my hand, let alone a cut. I don't know how you run into a back and cut your hand handing the ball off. This sounds like he threw
because
his hand.
Because you didn't, and somebody's lying.
Now, I don't know this,
unless
but
they brought Edward Scissorhands in for a tryout yesterday.
I'm just saying, I think
Johnny Depp
I don't
and
know
not
this.
A bad movie. Not a bad movie, by
no,
the way.
I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know this. I'm not reporting on this. This sounds to me like he threw his hand off a helmet in practice, accidentally. Like a back was simulating, picking up a blitz. Brady's in full motion and stung his hand off someone's helmet. Because you cut it off, little chin strap things. You could cut it just off your knuckle hitting it. I mean,
it's dry.
You could do it right here, slapping it off this table.
Cold, dry weather.
You
get a cut on your hand this time of year. It takes forever to heal.
So now, all right, what if you can't squeeze the ball like you normally do? That's an issue. That's why I'm concerned. Because this isn't Tennessee coming in. It's a team that's going to hit him. You know, he knows it. They know it. They're talking about it. Got to get him off the spot. Got to hit him.
Is this going to be the most physical defense they've played all year?
Yes.
Because I can't remember another one that is as physical as Jacksonville is right now.
Texans?
You see them last week?
Texans are injured.
Yeah. You know who's going to get pissed in this game? Rob Gronkowski is going to be pissed off at some point in this game.
Mm.
Antonio Brown went down the field and caught a touchdown last week while he was being held the entire way.
Mugged.
I mean,
no
held call. By the collar.
You know who the head ref is in this game?
Cleet Blakeman.
Who names their kid Cleet?
Who we recall from the game in Carolina going back 4 years. Is that 4 years ago now?
Sure. Yeah. Or the intentional grounding in the end zone in the Super Bowl.
I don't think that was the wrong call, though.
Still, he's
It doesn't get called often, but I don't think it's wrong.
It's a hell of a call, first series of the game.
Yeah, it's certainly unique.
With no pressure around. takes balls to call that one.
Yeah.
Cleet.
So Cleet is the referee this weekend. You think that plays a factor?
No, because it's an all-star
I don't think it does.
My man Steratore's got
really
the Super Bowl.
I saw that your man so Gene Steratore is on the Super Bowl. I don't think the referees are going to play a factor in this game.
Well, but to your point, if they let him play.
Okay, but if the referees are a deciding factor in this game, then the Patriots screwed something up. And that's my theme for the week. As long as the Patriots don't screw up, they win.
But this is one of those games
where the Patriots can't afford to not play well, because if they don't play well, they are in danger of losing. And there have been plenty of games this year that if the Patriots did not play their best or play the game that they are accustomed to playing, that they really weren't in danger of winning because they could cover up any mistakes that they made because the other team is so dreadfully bad because the league sucks. This game, different from that. The Patriots actually have to show up for this one the way they did last Saturday. How much talk did that game get? Get a lot of run out of that game against Tennessee?
Not a lot.
No?
Nah.
Not a good talker?
Not really.
Sort of a lopsided affair.
Yeah.
Very,
game was over. Yeah.
Very business-like win.
Sure. It's a good win. It's a nice win. It's nice to have those games in divisional round. Yeah.
It is, but, I mean, Brady was awesome.
He didn't start well, but he was really good in that game.
Yeah.
On the whole.
As the game went on. Yeah.
Take the whole picture. Take
the whole night. You know what we spent a lot of time on? Brandon Cooks is an issue. A little bit.
I don't think the issue is new.
I think this is where it can become a problem.
It's the same issue. Listen.
You start playing better teams and he's got to make plays. That's
he ain't
going to
make the
issue.
Plays that D'Antonio Brown made last weekend.
No.
Not even close.
No, I think he can't make a catch like
and
that.
And Pittsburgh is so ridiculously lucky that they have that guy on their roster. Jesus. If Antonio Brown doesn't play for the Steelers, what does that game last week look like?
35-14.
Damn, they are so lucky to have that guy. That guy is something.
The best receiver I've ever seen.
Oh, he's a freak.
Yep. Game changer.
He's an absolute freak for his ability to catch in traffic, for his ability to catch when he is being basically tackled and mugged and still come out of whatever he's in with the football, most of the time scoring in that game. Foolish, those fourth down. Foolish! Steelers would have sucked in that game if they didn't have that guy on their roster. That's just a talent thing because there is zero coaching in Pittsburgh. None. No coaching there whatsoever.
Nada.
And you know what? That makes me angry that Pittsburgh's not here this week and that it's not a better week and that we don't
That's
have Pittsburgh.
That's more of what we did.
And I will say this. I made the case last week that Jacksonville will probably be a harder game because they have a great defense. And after last weekend, I am entirely convinced of that. We got the harder opponent here in New England. Because Pittsburgh is a freaking joke.
Oh, good. Maybe NBC Sports Boston will think that you earned a trip to the Super Bowl.
For the Felger and Mazes of the world that somehow think this is the easier path, did they not watch the game last weekend? Did they not see Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh sucks. Jacksonville was the far and away better team on the field. And they beat Pittsburgh a couple of times this year. Okay? The Patriots did not get the easier path. There is no easy path to apologize for.
No. Uh-huh.
They did not get that easier path. They have to play Jacksonville now. They're a better team.
Jacksonville.
They have a stupid quarterback who can't play, but defensively, the kryptonite for Brady and company, which is good defenses, they've got a better defense coming to town. That's rantable. You want to do Mike Tomlin? You want to do Mike Tomlin?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that next.
Yeah.
Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots will take on the Jaguars Sunday afternoon for the AFC Championship game. Yesterday at practice, Tom Brady limited after suffering some kind of an injury to his hand, which we've learned from Scott Zolak is tricky. Not a lot of blood flow. Who knows? He reportedly jammed it when he either got run into or trying to hand off. We're not sure. He may not practice today, but all indications are that he's still going to play on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Bruins got the win over the Canadiens last night, 4-1 in decisive fashion. There was also a tribute to the former coach, Claude Julien, who was in coaching the Habs last night. Bruce Cassidy?
I thought it was a very classy move by the Bruins, and hopefully everyone else thought the same thing. I thought it was well-deserved and, like I said, a good move by the organization.
Bruins right back at it tonight as they visit the New York Islanders at 7 o'clock. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers. Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show 6:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics also in action tonight as they take on Philadelphia at the TD Garden. Headlines are brought to you by Parker Professional Driving School. Make a game-winning drive this playoff season with CDL training at Parker Professional Driving School in Avon. Visit parkercdl.com for more info. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Go ahead.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How'd Tom Brady look at practice today?
Tom? Shoot, he looked, I don't know, just looked like Tom. You know, I don't know, the same stuff he always does. I mean, I don't really watch him much because I'm on the sideline, but other than that, he just looked like Tom.
Was he able to finish practice as he normally might? He wasn't able to meet with us today because he's with the medical staff.
Oof, you got to ask him that one. You got to ask him that.
She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
I And you know the team is not going to give you anything on this. Brady going to talk today? He's scheduled to speak this afternoon. He's still on the schedule.
Another release this morning, and he is still on that schedule.
So that means he's going to have to talk and go to the podium. Is he going to show up wearing gloves to that? What's he going to do? He's got to talk, right? I mean, it's AFC Championship Week. It was a scheduled press availability.
Maybe Ben Volen let him wear his mittens.
And the league sort of gets him. What is that all about?
Just don't worry about it.
He decided that Volen's new nickname is Mittens.
Why is that?
We don't know.
From a Christmas Story.
He thinks he looks like Randy from a Christmas Story. Which he doesn't. So just...
I'll take the nickname, though.
I love the nickname Mittens.
Either that or ankles. Cankles.
No, Mittens.
I like Mittens.
What's up, Mittens?
Give him my fingers.
What's up, Mittens? It's so dumb. It doesn't even make sense.
No,
I love it.
Doesn't.
Yeah. That's why it will stick.
Right.
Beetle. Stupid nickname. Yeah. It has no real meaning. It sticks.
Yeah.
Mittens. Mittens Volen. We'll call him that now. What the hell happened to Mike Tomlin over the weekend? Oh, wait. Mike Tomlin was exactly what he always is. A terrible head coach with no in-game coaching ability. None. He sucks. Oh, does Pittsburgh deserve that? Boy, do you deserve that. You deserve Mike Tomlin. The Rooneys deserve that. Yep, that's your guy, huh? You're going to stand by your guy. Even now, has there ever been a more clear-cut example of a game and a season in which you look at your head coach and say, yeah, this guy's really not doing the job well? So what's their future there? The quarterback every year is threatening retirement, but because he's owed $46 million, now he's going to stick it out another year. Right, so whether or not he really wants to be there, sort of irrelevant, because what else are you going to do? Who else do you have lined up? Nobody. So you just keep begging Ben to come back. You've got the running back complaining about his contract situation and threatening to retire. And you've got this ridiculously talented receiver that keeps you in games and makes you look like a better team than you actually are.
Yeah.
And then you've got this dope of a head coach, Mike Tomlin, and a coaching staff that... honestly, deserves to get just wiped out. I mean, Haley,
They should clean house.
I guess Todd Haley doesn't really deserve it.
But he and Ben, there's no symmetry.
I'd clean it out, man.
Yeah. I'd start over in Pittsburgh.
Start over. Start figuring out who your next quarterback is going to be. Start drafting the next guy. All of that needs to happen there. Mm. I'd start. It'd be a good time to start over right now. But they won't. They'll keep Mike Tomlin, and he'll still make... We don't regret any decisions we made out of the field today. And you'll get that guy after every single game. Injuries! Coach, season's over. It doesn't matter. Injuries don't matter. I'll tell you about the injuries.
Will not be transparency on paper.
That dumbass. Pittsburgh.
You'll be able to see through the paper.
You guys are a joke. A rematch. Gonna get here for the rematch. Gonna have back-to-back week rematch wins. Yeah, you didn't even get a single one.
Is running back tweeting.
They got embarrassed.
Tweeting at midnight the night before a 1 o'clock start. I told you the 1 o'clock start was an odd start for Pittsburgh. I knew they wouldn't be ready. It's not a primetime game.
It's a 1 p.m. kick. Oh, Pittsburgh.
We'll be ready for their ass next week.
I enjoyed that.
That's the one I love. We'll be ready for them a-holes.
I enjoyed Pittsburgh puking all over themselves. I did.
Yeah, that's more of it. Yes.
But I wanted Pittsburgh. You know why I wanted Pittsburgh? Because they are the easier road. I always prefer the easier road. I'm one of those fans. This is not the easier road this week. It's not. Sorry. Jacksonville's got the one thing that can hurt the Patriots. Great defense. That's the one thing that can hurt them. And that's how I feel.
Well, I feel like Pittsburgh is a little bit more of a known because you just played them and you just beat them. And while it would have been more fun talking about Pittsburgh this week because they are a more known team, I don't know that it's any kind of a walk against Jacksonville based on what? Against the dual practices?
It's not a walk at all.
And the scrimmage? I don't know anything from that.
We will get a better game. We will get terrible storylines. We don't have them. What are the storylines here? They don't exist.
Bortles is bad.
There's no drama.
Yeah.
There's Ray's no fun.
Hand fell off yesterday.
Yeah, there but that's, that could have happened against any team.
Oh, he's having him a day.
There's no Jacksonville versus Patriots storyline. There's no hate here.
See, what we're going to end up finding out here is that Brady's been dealing with this hand thing for a long time. And I think something got re-aggravated yesterday. That's what you're going to find out.
So you think it's a re-aggravation. But what about the cut?
Dude, do you give you a theory on the cut?
The cut would be new, though.
I think you threw it off.
What's
my
helmet?
You
Giselle,
don't touch
your
Giselle,
hand. No.
Take a steak knife to him?
Irving Listen, Fryer's in town?
No. If this is complete speculation.
Please,
off the
I'm
I've been thinking
that.
About this hand all night long.
Okay.
Jim hasn't slept.
Jim hasn't stopped texting us about this, dude.
F.
So if the hand was an issue
Jelly
all
hand.
Year
He's
long,
like Brett
right?
Jelly hand. Jelly hand.
Chubbs.
Chubbs.
Chubbs. Don't touch the hand.
So
that's right.
If the hand was an issue.
He has no bones in his hand. Jelly hand.
God.
Tough to squeeze a football with that. So if he had the issue all year long,
yeah.
right? If this was truly an issue all
Hold
year
on,
long.
Time out. Do you remember the movie Houseguest when Sinbad was in it?
Yeah, this is more important, Jim.
And Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Sinbad was faking that he was a dentist and they got the Novocaine all over his hands.
No.
I remember that.
He's trying to extract the tooth and it got all I see Brady with Novocaine on
Novocaine hands.
Here, I don't want the ball. You can take the ball.
Well, he can do more of those James White touchdown, quote-unquote, passes. Just kind of...
you take it.
Just
hot potato.
Hold it like he's just pulling a pie out of the oven. Just kind of move his hands away and drop it.
Hot potato.
While one of the backs runs by and grabs it as it's falling to the ground. Another touchdown pass for Jelly Hands Brady. The man can do it all. All
right,
go ahead.
So Jay Stu's been all over this, right? The hand. Jay Stu's been saying it all year. If it truly has been an issue under the radar, and they had a bye week, right?
Right.
Maybe they went in and cleaned it up. Maybe a suture popped yesterday. I don't know.
Ooh.
But he didn't wear a glove against Tennessee.
Like
so he
You think he had stitches in his hand?
I don't know.
Don't you think somebody would have noticed stitches in his throwing hand?
Well, that's the thing. You would have noticed it against Tennessee, right? So maybe that's
Well,
just
you saw all
the
year long. He's had 104 stitches across the palm of his hand, but no one's seen it before?
104.
Is it like two? Just had a cut.
What if it's like two?
How do you break the skin?
Oh my God! You get all these photographers
Come
now
here.
Going to Big Lens Audio
you.
Down on Route One buying.
No, you could probably just watch the Tennessee game and notice it, whether he's got something on or not, because he didn't wear a glove in that game.
It would have happened during the bye week. Get into a rollover car crash and let the glass open your hands up a little bit.
What did he do when? Remember when he was cutting tape? Remember when he was cutting tape off his shoe? Bill started Jimmy. Did he show his hand at press conference? He did.
My God, didn't he crash his car before an AFC championship?
He did. No, Beetle did.
That was before a divisional game.
No, Brady's was regular season when that happened. When it happened in the Back Bay.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like Wednesday practice, though. His Audi got T-boned. It's a good name, T-bone.
Well, this was a Wednesday practice. Wednesday is bad for Brady.
Brady's accident happened September 10th.
Yep, like I said.
2010.
Yep, postseason. Mm. Right. It was a short
postseason.
Yeah, shortened year.
September.
No, El Nino. They had to change everything.
Oh. Hmm. Just reading the quotes from that day, September 10th, 2010. Rookie tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Wow.
Said he caught a pass from Brady in the pre-practice walkthrough and that it was as crisp as ever.
So Brady had long hair. Remember, picture him getting out of the Audi. He was like,
Algie Crumpler, veteran tight end Algie Crumpler said, he's here, he's ready to go.
Catch the ball in a Jets game, Crumpler.
Outside linebacker Telly Bantakane said he didn't make it seem like it was anything serious. I saw Brady a little while ago, and he looks okay. And I'd like to say we still have a Telly Bantakane jersey hanging in the hallways at 98.
Sure
is.
Sports
Celebrate him to this day.
And we will always remember Telly Bantakane. Long live Tully. Billy Jaffe is coming in momentarily. We will talk about the Bruins. They got a win last night. The Canadians suck. You know who else I'm starting to think really blows?
Who, Billy?
Claude Julien. Mm. I think it's time we reassess Claude Julien. All right, let's do that with Billy Jaffe coming up next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Right now, the fans here at the Garden rising to their feet as the Bruins here at the Garden pay tribute to Claude Julien with a video on the center hung scoreboard. Julien now on the bench, acknowledging to the fans, thank you for Claude's first time in town since leaving Boston last year.
Ten. 10:53, Zolak and Bertrand, Billy Jaffe in our Town Fair Tire Studios. Hi, Billy.
What's up, buddy?
Hi, Bill.
Claude Julien with his return to the Garden last night.
You sure he wanted the video played or not? Or was he like Isaiah Thomas?
I was always a Claude defender. Why isn't his team now better? Why wasn't his team better last night?
Team's not good right now.
That's embarrassing.
They're not good.
Well, first, hold on. You don't really want to go into the breakdown of the Montreal Canadiens right now.
Not really.
Why not?
No, I don't.
Well, they got rid of Alexander Radulov. They got rid of Andrei Markov. They made a trade that was wrong, that they bring in Jonathan Drouin, and they got rid of Mikhail Sergachev. I mean, do you really want to go in? I mean, look, the team sucks right now. That Montreal team is not good.
What part of that is on the coach?
I think systematically he continues to try and change a bit. He does, but he doesn't have the horses there right now. He doesn't. It's Shea Weber on the blue line either. I would say right now, truthfully, most of it's on management. What they don't have there.
Feels like they're an uninspired group there in Montreal. And I couldn't help but notice that last night and the way they got ripped on the broadcast on TV.
Galchenyuk is at, look, he is.
Kicked the crap out of him.
Well, but he deserved it.
Of course he did. But I'm saying that.
He did that under Mike Therrien, too.
So he got ripped on the team for being uninspired and playing on an uninspired game. And
he wants out of there. He wants out of there. Absolutely.
I think back to the Bruins now and how it's absolutely the right move that they fired Claude Julien.
Absolutely.
That should be clear to everybody now. And that's kind of my agitation with it.
Absolutely.
Because even if you did at one point support Claude Julien for being the Bruins head coach, it should have been clear to you then, and it should absolutely be crystal clear to you now with the ability to look back and have the luxury of hindsight and look at that firing and say,
it was right.
That was the right move for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah.
That should have been on full display for you last night.
Yeah, no question about it, Beetle.
And the last couple of days, the way his players could care less that he was coming to town. And
the Tuukka stuff was bad.
And to the point where I heard Marchand and I heard Tuukka Rask, and they're like, whatever.
Well, but
the guy's, who cares? He's coming back.
You're right. But, they'd already been in Montreal. Mm-hmm. They got inundated with media there.
Right.
They were like, forget it. Enough. Because I think Claude was also saying, enough. I had a long chat with him both off the air and then before I did an interview yesterday with him too, where he was very gracious. I think it's media overload. You know, it's not like a playoff series. And the Canadians are going through, they've got some players on their team that are not qualified to be regular NHLers right now. Beetle, I think that they've gone through they've waited too long there, and management ownership up there has a decision to make right now with management, and what can they do with some of their players? I don't know if they can do much up there. They're going to look to trade Max Pacioretty, but probably get more in the offseason for him. I'm told that Max doesn't want to leave there, but he's their best trade chip right now. It's become a bit of a mess up there. No question. No, but listen, I agree with you 100%. I'm a big Claude Julien fan as a person. Big fan.
I hate when people do that. It's just,
do you hate it?
I hate when people do. I hate when anyone does that.
Don't hate.
He's a good guy. Great.
You got new life.
There's more than that. Come on, that's crap. That's crap, Beetle. There's more.
There's a lot of good guys.
Turn it frown upside down.
And there's a lot of good guys who are good at their jobs and a lot of good guys who suck at their jobs.
Yeah, fair enough about that. But, you know, don't say that you hate that. You know, don't.
No, I do. I hate that as rationale for, like,
I'm not saying
I'm a
it's
big
rational.
Fan of Claude. Well, I'm sure. Great.
Because of something.
He's probably a good person and a good dad and a good husband and great. I don't care.
Looks like
I
a think bald he's, baby.
He what?
He looks like a baby. Like a bald baby head.
Oh, well, night. Okay. Okay.
But remember when he went there?
You we got thought me this there.
Was great. Remember when we thought this was great?
What was great?
That he was going there and there was going to be this back and forth and it was going to be the rivalry.
No,
his team is not good.
I know that.
Do you remember
you
we
watched
did
that team
show?
Last night? There's no PK Subban. It's like
there's nothing. There's no energy like, there.
You're watching a jersey.
There's no energy.
You know what I mean, you're watching.
Do you
a jersey.
Remember when we did
one
that show at Foxwoods?
Uniforms.
We did the show at Foxwoods when he went to Montreal.
Yep.
And we fielded a day's worth of calls of people that were irate at the Bruins
for letting him go there.
For letting him go to Montreal.
Right.
Do you? I want to know this. Do you still care? If you're a Bruins fan, do you still care that they let him go to Montreal and didn't, hold on to him and try and, you know,
right, right.
direct
get more.
Him elsewhere
I know.
Or get more. What?
I'm with you. No.
You give a crap.
You don't. I am
You care
so...
about that guy being in Montreal? He makes zero difference there. None.
I am so disappointed with how his team is playing right now. Not that they're great, especially with some of their injuries. And they're hit hard by injuries right now. But they have no centers except for Thomas Blachanitz, who's a third-line center. Their D has been decimated. Carey Price, and this comes from people that were with Montreal, he couldn't, and even Carey Price admitted this first 2 weeks of the season, couldn't stop a puck. For whatever reason, even Carey Price
yeah,
admitted
that. Yeah, you've been on that for a while.
He couldn't stop a puck. He admitted it. He's like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know. And now, he's good now, but I mean, the Bruins were... It was a lesson in puck possession. You know where Claude Julien still doesn't have enough in his system? Bringing pucks to the middle of the ice. You know where Bruce Cassidy's point of emphasis was from day one that he took over the Bruins? Move pucks to the middle of the ice more. Move it in, move it towards the net more. Yeah, there's an area that Claude could still continue to morph. I had a long talk with people, also with different people with Montreal, and Claude has changed some things. He has. He is trying to change with the times. He still needs to do more of it. That's part of coaching. His team is not good, Beetle, right now. It's not good. It's not good. There's not a lot of positivity there.
But he will survive it because they're committed to him.
Right.
And he's going to stay there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to make a lick of difference.
It won't.
Canadians.
But I'll tell you what won't make a difference until they change.
Care that he's there.
I agree with you on that. But it won't change until they make some personnel change there. Significant personnel changes.
617-779-0985. Okay, that's enough bitching about Claude Julien and the Canadiens. Bruins get another win last night. We'll talk about the Bruins side of things in 90 seconds after we get headlines with Hardy. Also, two chances today for Patriots tickets.
Two?
Two chances. First chance at 11:30. 11:30 today, we'll give away a pair of tickets to the AFC Championship game. We'll also give a pair away at 1:30 today. 11:30 and 1:30 right here on Zolak and Bertrand.